This episode is brought to you by Spectrum Vibrance. Now, Spectrum Vibrance is an amazing superfood formula made by our friends at Vibrant Health. Spectrum Vibrance is a complete fruit and vegetable blend, all in one convenient serving. One serving of Spectrum Vibrance provides 4.5 servings of fruits and vegetables and a whopping 143,000 ORAC units per serving. That's amazing. I've been using Spectrum Vibrance Superfood for years now, and it's a great, quick way to add to your daily servings of fruits and vegetables. Now, you guys know I don't partner with any brands unless I'm fully confident in their quality and their mission. And Vibrant Health is another great brand that has my confidence. So check out Spectrum Vibrance today. And as my listeners, you will get 20% off if you go to vibranthealth.com/counterparts. Again, that's vibranthealth.com/counterparts. So check out Spectrum Vibrance today.
This program is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any illness. Please speak with your doctor when starting a new health program.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Wellness Talk Podcast. I am George Batista, as always, your host and your wellness advocate. Wellness Talk is the show that goes over the latest in health, healing, nutrition, fitness, everything we can do to bring you some healthy solutions that you can take with you. And as I always say, you can make it a part of your health and wellness toolbox. Today, we have a very special guest. And we're going to be talking about a topic that I've addressed a little bit on this show before, but not too much. But I really want to dive in today, especially with our guest, because, you know, he's the CEO of a company and they're doing some great things with some natural solutions. So today we're going to be talking about hair loss and natural solutions for hair loss. Because, you know, on this show, we bring you everything natural, everything we can do. Basically, what we do is we give you options here. So this is another option that you guys can add. So today we're going to be talking to Mr. Mariah Shane. And Mariah Shane is the CEO of a company called More Hair Naturally. And this is a company that prides itself on offering an all-natural, safe, and ethical means of restoring your long lost hair. So we got a lot of great stuff to go over with him. Just one quick thing that I wanted to bring out as far as the statistic, because, you know, looking the information up, according to the Canadian Dermatology Association, male pattern baldness affects roughly 50% of men, with 4 out of 5 men experiencing some degree of hair loss by the age of 70. And as for women, the association states that roughly 40% will experience signs of hair loss or hair thinning by age 50. So obviously, this is an issue. Lots of people. I know people in my family who have dealt with that and or are dealing with that even at younger ages. So I'm really excited. So without further ado, let's welcome Mr. Mariah Shane.
Hey.
Hello. How are you, sir? Thank you so much for being on the show today.
I'm really happy to be here. I'm excited to talk to you and be part of this moment with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's an honor talking to you here. So, yeah. So it's, you know, just looking at the statistics for hair loss, it's an amazing thing. Sometimes, you know, people don't really realize it, you know, because it's such a common thing. But when you actually look at the statistics, you're like, wow. You know, it's really that prevalent, you know, and obviously there's tons of reasons, and we'll get into that type of stuff as far as, you know, why, you know, people lose their hair. Some people lose their hair, you know, younger. Some people obviously use it older, all different types of things. So we'll definitely get into all that, and we'll talk about, you know, your company as well. But let's first talk about how everything started for you. I want to know, you know, as far as how you started the company and, you know, what was the genesis of starting this whole thing?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, just before I jump into that, let me just say that statistic you said at the beginning, it's a little scary. And I want people to know that by the end of this podcast, they're going to understand that statistic and they won't be so scared of it.
Great.
And they'll know what it is and they'll have a better idea of what it is. And it won't be scary anymore. Okay. So in terms of how this company started, so every male in my family is bald. Like I am happy to have what I have at this point in my life, because I should be totally bald right now. And what happened is back in the probably the early 90s, my father started losing his hair. And we've always been of the concept and of the approach that everything we need to heal our bodies is provided to us in nature. You know, because we've existed for millions of years, and our bodies have evolved synergistically with nature. So we not to sound like, you know, like metaphysical or anything, but we kind of are one with nature. Our bodies are meant to coexist with nature. So if something was wrong with us, we've always, as a family, looked for natural remedies to strengthen our body's natural defenses against it, and then let our body do the healing. That's always been our approach. So when my father started losing his hair in the early 90s, he started panicking like most people do, and he started looking for solutions. And there wasn't a lot out there in the natural arena. There were the drugs, which are the same drugs. Those drugs were made in the 70s, and the same drugs that we're using today with like side effects, and they don't work as well as we'd like them to. But in terms of the natural side, there's things like rub an onion on your head. You know, there was home remedies like that, you know, and that the onion one actually has a little validity to it. The sulfur content's great, is great for your hair, but you're never going to get it from putting an onion on your head. You're just going to be stinky and probably alone because you're so stinky. So my father started going down the drug route. He started taking the drugs that everyone takes, and he started reacting very badly. He started getting sick. He lost his energy. He became very lethargic. He started developing body pains. He actually started developing breasts because it started messing with his hormone levels. And we were like, whoa, no, no, no. And he was like, no, I don't want, this is not what I want. And my mother is Italian, and we have some family in the Lake Como region of Italy. And she was talking to them, and they said, well, there's this little lab here that's doing some really interesting natural approaches to thinning hair. And my mom's like, well, could you go down there and get some of their stuff and send it to me? And they're like, yeah, sure. And so they went, they sent it over, and my father started using it as a topical treatment, and he started seeing results. And long story short, we became their North American distributors. So that was our entrance into the hair loss arena. But once we were in the arena and we started like understanding it, you know, because we got into it because it was working for our family. And then once we were in it, we kind of backtracked. We started trying to understand what it is, you know? And in that, we started basically researching and understanding the mechanics. And then we started seeing what we were doing with this product. And the product was working. It was getting results. It was slowing down shedding. There was a little hair coming back. It was kind of the best thing in the natural field that was around. But we wanted something better. You know, this was like 10 years in. And we knew it could be better. It was successful, but we knew it could be better because the hair wasn't coming back fast enough. It wasn't coming back strong enough, but it was coming back and it wasn't shedding as much. So that's when we started figuring out, what's going on, man? Because science didn't go to sleep in the field of hair loss in 1970. Yet everything that's being used is from those same discoveries of the 70s. So we're like, what's happening here? So we started researching medical journals from around the world to figure out what's going on in the field, like in the natural field. Mm-hmm. And not the natural field of like, you know, put some lemon juice on your head. Not that natural field. We're looking for like something that's really like changing and really making a difference, because we knew that it was out there. Because it exists. And we started finding incredible discoveries in the field of stem cells, probiotics, amino acids, all these labs around the world were doing these studies and getting incredible results, but none of the products or ingredients they were using were in products. And so we were like, well, we have all these amazing studies. What if we took all of them and put them in one product? but at the same clinical strength that is producing the results in these laboratory studies. And that's when we found a lab here in California. And we're like, listen, here's what we want to do. We want to take all these and we want to make a product with all of these. Is that possible to do? And it took a few years and then we were able to do it. And at that point, we moved all the operations to California. And going forward, we took that approach to all of our product development. What is the specific problem that we need to solve? How is it being solved around the world? And then how can we take those solutions and put them in a single product? And so that's how we've been acting moving forward.
Now, when was this that this all started? Like what year?
We introduced our first like real game-changing product in 2016.
Is when
Mohair Naturally 9 came out. We called it the Mohair Naturally 9 because it was the ninth generation of the products, but it was so drastically different than anything that existed previously in our product line or anywhere in the market. We're actually the first one to introduce the topical application of stem cells because it's such a powerful way to approach a problem, and it's natural. There's no side effects. There's no lifetime usage, and it's about healing. It's not about masking symptoms. It's about fixing and healing.
Absolutely. And that's why I really like that. And because, you know, obviously that's how we roll on this show, you know, we're not about masking symptoms and that type of thing. And you're right. There's so many of those products out there or these medications and stuff like that. You look at like minoxidil, for example, that was a big one. That was also actually, a blood pressure medication as well at the same time, you know, those types of things. You know, now you have all these things where, you know, you put on a cap and it'll stimulate, you know, the follicles and all these types of things. And then, you know, obviously people hear this type of stuff and they're very, very skeptical of like, okay, yeah, you know, you see the commercials and all that type of stuff. So, you know, and I get it because there's been so many, you know, there's so many things out there where people are promising, yeah, this is the hair solution. This is the thing, you know, but what I'm hearing from you is that there's been such tremendous research, especially, you know, specifically in the stem cell side, because we know that stem cells, they've done a lot of research, particularly in the last, you know, 15, 20 years in all different types of area of medicine and stem cells. So, you know, it makes sense that because there's so much research on it, that, you know, that a product like this would actually gain traction, would actually, you would start to really see results. Can you talk a little bit about the product itself, meaning as far as the stem cells, like how are they produced and that type of thing? Because I'm sure a lot of people would have questions on that.
Yeah. There are lab sources. We use primarily botanical stem cells, except for one. Okay. We use adipose-derived stem cells, which is a very strict regulatory process. And it's donated from fat cells of adults.
Okay. Okay.
The reason why we picked that one, we were a little bit, that one gave us a little pause because it's kind of a hurdle a little bit when you're dealing with a human stem cell. First of all, a lot of people get confused with those stem cells versus embryonic stem cells.
Right.
You know, so they kind of bunch them all together and these are very different. And then also sometimes people get a little creeped out, to be honest.
Yeah.
However, the laboratory studies were so compelling and so powerful in terms of what these particular stem cells, the effect these particular stem cells were having on the follicle, that we couldn't ignore it. You know, we couldn't deny it. It was, you know, we were like, well, let's just deal with, you know, the misconception and let's deal with kind of the possible gross out factor. Let's deal with the possible, you know, considerations that people might have, because we know the results are so strong. Let's just help people understand more about what we're doing. And hopefully that understanding will fill that void of, you know, confusion or worry. So that's why those were there.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely a good way to approach that, especially. So, you know, and we'll get more into the product, but I want to talk a little bit about hair loss in general. Okay, because obviously we know, and I've talked about it a little bit on this show, many different reasons why people lose their hair, whether they're younger or older, right? So, you know, obviously you look at, you know, alopecia, which is kind of like the more common one out there as far as reasons for hair loss. You know, there's the hormonal piece to it, right? There's also it could be, you know, somebody dealing with some kind of, illness. You know, it could be an autoimmune issue, a thyroid issue, low iron, those types of things. Or stress, right? You know, people who are under stress, you know, physical, chemical, emotional stress, all these types of stressors that are, hitting people, some more than others, that can also, do major damage and contribute to hair loss. But one of the things that is specific, and I've talked a little bit about it on this show, is the hormone DHT.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. And for those who don't know, it's dehydrotestosterone, and it is a hormone. It's and a lot of people think of the DHT hormone, they kind of associate it with the prostate, right? Because it tends to be elevated with people with prostate issues and those types of things. Some people don't associate it with actual hair loss.
Right.
But it's something that is, if it is high, can be a problem. So talk a little bit about your understanding of DHT and how the product works as far as trying to, deal with the issue of DHT itself.
Yeah, good question. Okay, so everything you said is 100% correct. There's so many reasons that people can lose their hair. And you listed a bunch of them. There's also menopause, there's medications, there's hormonal imbalances, there's tons. But the overall reason that, say, 99% of the people lose their hair is because of androgenetic alopecia, which is, male pattern or female pattern balding. Right. Now, this is the genetic hair loss. When people say hair loss is genetic, that's what they're referring to. Now, it's not scary though, because it can be helped. And here's how. So you're 100% correct. DHT is the medically recognized cause of hair loss. Now, what happens is when your body breaks down the male hormone testosterone, it creates DHT when it's breaking it down. Now, that DHT is generally just excreted through the body. Not a big deal. However, when it passes by the hair follicle, it gets stuck in these little potholes on the follicle. Not a very scientific term, but it's a good visual, so I'm going to stick with it. And now when it gets stuck in these potholes, it begins to cut the blood flow off to the follicle. So over time, as more and more DHT gets stuck on the follicle, less and less blood is delivered to the follicle, and the follicle gets weaker and weaker, thinner and thinner, and then eventually dies. Now, here's the thing. The inherited trait of hair loss are these potholes on the follicle. So you either inherit a bunch or you inherit none. But where the hair loss actually comes into play, it's a balance between how much testosterone you create, because testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, DHT, is a result of the testosterone metabolizing, versus how many of these little potholes you have. So if you have a ton of these potholes, but you produce very little DHT, you're going to experience hair loss, but you're not going to experience it until much later in life, because it's going to take that long for enough DHT to build up before the hair starts to thin, which is why women will see hair loss later in life, because they'll have the inherited trait of hair loss, but they're not producing as much DHT as a man. Whereas a man might have very few of these little potholes. They may have inherited very little, but they're producing so much DHT that they're still going to have hair loss. And when you see people with hair loss very early in life, it's because they have a lot of testosterone and they have a lot of these potholes. And so it's latching on very quickly and cutting off blood flow very quickly. So our conundrum, I should say, when we were working with this product was a couple of things, because we want to help people succeed. That's our goal. We really want to help people know that they can change their life, and we want to help support that. We want people to know that they can make a decision, take an action, and see a result. So we take a big responsibility in, like, knowing, okay, we're going to help people understand that the power of decision-making, the power of taking actions, and the power of seeing positive results, because that's going to give you confidence to go forward in your life. So when we are looking at like, okay, how do we got to do something about this DHT on the follicle, because that's the main reason. And we don't want to mess with the hormone levels. We're not going to do that because I believe that our bodies are so integrated to get, you know, there's all our systems are so integrated that you change one little thing, it's going to have a ripple effect throughout the body that we can't even comprehend or know. You know, you might start getting pains in your ankle and you don't know why. You know, it's like, we're not going to touch that. So what we found was that in using a very highly concentrated form of hyaluronic acid, which is a substance found in your joint, your eyeballs. A lot of skin creams have it because it's very moisturizing. It has a very kind of a slippery texture a little bit when you put it on. But we use a very, very highly concentrated form of it. It can actually help to displace the DHT on the follicle. The DHT can slide off. The blood can start flowing back to the follicle. It'll leave behind a little bit of a protective sheath so future DHT can't build on, at least for a little while. And the blood starts flowing back to the follicle. That was our first step. But what we were finding is that when the follicle is really damaged, when there's been a lot of damage, the blood starts flowing back to it, but it's not, the follicle's not coming back strong enough because it's so damaged, which is why, because something like a minoxidil, what that is, that's a stimulant. Yeah. It's a vasodilator. It's a stimulant. So it's basically, it's forcing blood past the membrane to the follicle. So if you do get results, that's why, because the drug is just forcing it. It's just forcing the blood, which is why when you stop, you lose all your results because it stops forcing the blood. But when it's not working, it's because the follicles are a little bit too damaged. It needs a little extra help than just the blood can provide. So what we're doing is we're getting the blood flowing back to the follicle, but then at the same time, we're bombarding that follicle with stem cells, probiotics, amino acids, all these great nutrients. So we're helping it kind of rebuild itself so it can start to produce its own strong, healthy hair again.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I'm curious. So the product itself, or at least your main product, because I know you have a few products on there, right?
Yeah.
The product that, like your main product, it's a spray, right?
It's a spray. Our two main products are water-based topical treatments that you hold the nozzle as close to the scalp as possible, spray just enough to saturate the thinning area, massage it in for 30 seconds, and you're good to go. There's no shampoo or conditioner is going to help with thinning hair and hair loss. We also have a shampoo and conditioner, but it's not going to help with thinning hair and hair loss. It's going to help with like volume and cleaning the scalp, and it can help your hair look a little fuller. You know, it can do all that stuff. It can condition the hair. But for hair loss, it has to absorb into the scalp. The product has to absorb into the scalp and it has to stay there. So that any product that's claiming hair loss needs to do that.
So one thing that I've worked with a lot of folks who, and this is one of the questions that someone who knew I was going to talk to you had. Okay. I worked with someone, a few people, but I specifically one person who was on chemo. Okay.
Yeah.
Now this was a woman who had thinning hair to begin with because she was hormonally, you know, getting older and hair was thinning in general. Then ended up being diagnosed with cancer, ended up going through chemo treatments, lost all the hair. Hair started to come back, but it came back thinner, obviously. I mean, we all know what, you know, chemo does, obviously, but it came back thinner than it was even before, but not all the hair came back.
Right.
So it was part of it came back, part of it did not. So my question for you was, is there hope for people in that category?
There is. We have a lot of people that we help through chemo, and then a little bit after to help protect their hair through chemo, and then help strengthen it and bring it back after, and then they stop. The thing that is Well, let me just say, it's not 100%. Nothing's 100%. Our products aren't 100%. So, like, I can't, like, say, yes, we are going to help you through chemo. But we do help a lot of people through chemo. One of the nice things is that since we're not systemic, which means we don't enter the bloodstream and we're all natural, it's not a drug, it doesn't interfere with any of the medications or treatments that someone might be on. So they can confidently complete the program that they're on, you know, and use our products at the same time and know that our products are going to have no negative interactions at all or effects at all with the program they're on to handle, you know, the situation with their body.
Okay. I know you said it's not 100%. Is there a point where it's just, you know, there's no coming back from it? So for example, if a person is to a point where, whether the chemo did it or whatever the case may be, is there a point where it's just not going to come back, even with this type of product or any other product?
There is, yeah. If the follicle's dead, which is
the follicle's complete,
which you can tell if the scalp is just shiny bald and it's been that way for a number of years. Then nothing can be done. The follicle's dead and there's nothing that can be done. However, the follicle does go into a dormant phase. So if you're losing your hair, like in something like chemo, where it's very fast, it might look like it's all fallen out and gone. However, since it just happened and it's happened over a very quick period of time, the follicle's not necessarily dead. It could just be dormant. So in a case like that, there could still be hope. However, if like you've been bald for 15 years, you know, and even so, if somebody's been bald for 15 or thinning for 15 years, they're going to have dead follicles interspersed with their thin hair because it's been going on for so long. So it won't come back 100%. You know, it will come back and the shedding can stop and it will get fuller and look thicker. But it's never going to go back to like how it was when, you know, someone was 16 or 18 or, you know, that's never going to happen.
That makes sense.
Not yet. Hey, listen. Hopefully soon, but not yet.
Yes, absolutely. Anything can happen these days. You know, there's so many breakthroughs that happen in science. You know, I mean, I was just doing some research prior to this. They're looking at doing things with RNA as far as the, you know, stimulating hair growth and all these types of things. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, which is very interesting. So I know you said, I had a question in my head. I know you said hyaluronic acid is part of that. Are there other ingredients besides that as well?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot. I mean, we use, there's a lot of ingredients in the products. We're always focusing though on various extracts, botanical fruit extracts. We're focusing a lot on probiotics. We focus a lot on amino acid complexes, peptide complexes. Those we focus primarily on various combinations of those to achieve the specific goal of each product.
Okay, great. Now, let's say you have a person who's, you know, just starting to lose their hair, and they're going through this and they're like freaking out and they want to start to use your product, you know, but they haven't gone through anything like traumatic or anything like that. So maybe they're a good candidate for this to really, really work for them. Well, what realistically is the expectation that they can have as far as how fast it will work? Is it weeks? Is it months? You know, just what can they expect?
Well, the sooner you address the problem, the better. I mean, that could be said pretty much about any problem, but since we're talking hair loss, the sooner the better, because it's easier to fix when you catch it quicker. Generally, as a general rule, we tell people 3 to 6 months. We found that's a safe, like, sweet spot when you're trying to set up expectations. The reason is because it's a healing property. So it's not an overnight fix. There's a lot to be done before real visible results are noticed. Sometimes it's longer. If someone's been losing their hair for a very, very long time, sometimes they don't see a real drastic change until about that 6-7 month mark. And then they'll like suddenly just all catch up. Sometimes it's sooner. But we have found that we can safely say 3 to 6 months as a window that generally works for most people.
Okay, great.
But again, the sooner the better.
No, definitely. I completely agree with that. Another thing I wanted to talk about, because you posted a blog on your site about it was 8 things you can eat that will help, you know, as far as trying to prevent hair loss. And obviously we on this show, you know, we're all about nutrition and everything we can do with, you know, doing things preventatively and that type of thing. And you're absolutely right that even the quicker you do something, whether it's nutritionally, whether it's working with your product or whatever it is, the better it is, right? You're putting the odds in your favor that the outcome is going to be better, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to talk a little bit about nutrition. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought it was a great article, and that's why I put it on my side as well. One of the things we talk about is, you know, obviously the vitamins and minerals and all those types of things that we should take in, on a regular basis to help, you know, fortify hair. Actually, there was an article recently. I don't think I posted it, but there was an article recently on vitamin D.
Yeah.
And how vitamin D is one of the big things. Again, people don't think about it. Because obviously, vitamin D interacts with thousands of enzymes in your body, yeah. but it definitely interacts with the hair follicle as well.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest as far as nutritionally, someone who, you know, can take their nutrition as far as what they're eating, as well as kind of marry it to the product that you have and put them together. So what kind of suggestions do you have for somebody in that space?
Yeah, good question. So there's no real diet that's going to address the DHT on the follicle,
right.
But what you can do and should do is you should have your diet be set up in such a way that your body is able to support strong, healthy growth and production. And that just basically means getting enough like really healthy fats. You know, like salmons or grapes has those great, it's very fatty, has nice omegas in it. Unfortunately, in our present day world, salmon also has a nice mercury content, actually is awful for hair, which can actually cause hair loss. So there's that too. So maybe small doses of the salmon, but like leafy greens, yams are wonderful for the vitamin A. You definitely want though the D3s, the Ks, and the Bs. You definitely want to focus in that area. To help fortify the follicles and to help put your body in position to support strong growth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I it makes so much sense. And again, I always say this is just more tools for your toolbox, right? Like even your, you know, product like yours, because you haven't, I'm just wondering, you so far from you using products, you haven't seen any kind of side effects for this product, right?
No. Occasionally, very, very rarely, somebody has like a little allergic reaction.
Okay.
And then they just call us and we just send it back. We'll take care of it. Not a big deal. That doesn't happen very often though. But there's no actual side effects. No, never seen a side effect.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. Good.
On the diet thing, hydration is very important.
Yes, absolutely.
It's very, very important to stay hydrated and to stay away from processed foods, stay away from like sugars, processed sugars. And if you can, stay away from it's basically processed foods. Like if you're going to eat bread, try to get a bread that has like water, flour, yeast, salt. You know, try to have a bread that just has those ingredients. You know, try to cut back on like the refined sugars, like, cause all that stuff is just going to wreak havoc.
definitely. You know, and one of the things, you know, thinking about, because even though the hormonal component, genetic component is, you know, the most common thing, right? Yeah. And the alopecia and all that, but there is that other piece to it that is, again, the thyroid issues and the, you know, the autoimmune issues and those types of things, right? But specifically, if you think about it, you know, addressing nutrition on those as much as possible will actually help to put the odds in your favor as well, right? Because it's the byproduct of, you know, of fortifying yourself nutritionally is going to help you with those things, which in turn is also going to help your hair as well in general, right?
Yeah. And there's also a, you know, in terms of overall health, there's also a psychological component.
Correct,
to it.
Right.
Which will affect your health and will affect your outlook and your overall being. And that is a big motivation for us here too, is because, you know, I honestly know that the physical affects the mental. Mm-hmm. There's just no question about it. You put on that nice suit, or someone puts on that nice dress, and they're like, oh yeah, today's the day. It's happening.
Right.
You know, versus, you know, you've been wearing the same sweats you've been wearing all weekend. You know, maybe you're just going to watch a movie. You know, there's like,
right.
It's just the physical. And it's the same with the hair. You know, if you're having attention on how your hair looks, when you go out into the world, you're not going to be standing as tall as you should be standing. You're not going to have your attention focused out as much as you should be focused out. Your attention's going to be sucked in a little bit. It's going to be on yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's not where you succeed. You succeed in life when you're focused, on the other person, you're focused on your group, your church, your community, your goal. And you can't be 100% focused on that if, you know, 70% out here and 30% over here. That's no good. We want 100% over there. And one of the things that we found is, if you just take those steps, you know, if you see the problem, you find a solution, any solution, but you find a solution and you decide to go with it, and you start taking those actions towards that solution, just taking those actions is enough to give you the confidence to change your life. Because it's like when I go to the gym, you know, I'll go to the gym for an hour, you know, I'll still have my little belly when I leave, but man, I'm like, oh yeah, I can see it. It's happening. You know,
yeah.
I looked the same as I looked an hour ago, you know,
right.
But like, because I did that, I'm like, bring it on.
Absolutely.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now, you know? And it's the same with the hair.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of making that decision and then taking those actions toward that goal. And just doing that is going to give you the confidence to go out and like make more decisions and take more actions. And when someone's that focused and their confidence is that high, they don't have a lot of attention on their bodies. A lot of those sicknesses or pains or illness just kind of goes away.
Yes.
Because they're not even thinking about it. It's not even part of their universe.
Right.
So
right.
there is kind of a magical component to that. But it's really
definitely
about making that decision. Like Roosevelt has this great quote about decisions. He says, the very best decision you can make is the right one. The second best decision you can make is the wrong one. And the absolute worst thing you can do is nothing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the fact that he calls the wrong choice the second best thing you can do is, you know, that's powerful. The wrong choice is the second best thing. It's not a bad thing. It's the best thing.
Right.
Because personally, my worst moments in life are when I was stuck in an indecision. Any confusion, any kind of like panic or any sort of like what's happening is because I'm stuck in an indecision. Stuck in a no motion state. So as soon as I find something and like, okay, I can make a decision here, and I start taking actions to it, that confusion or that lostness kind of, it goes away.
Right.
You know, and you're focused again.
You know, and you're absolutely 100% right on that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's how your company was born, is how this show was born, and how I got healthy through those years, right? It's we made those decisions, and then we took those actions, and here we are, right? I like to say, you know, where we are now is basically the sum of all the little actions and all the decisions that we've made in the past.
For sure.
And it's interesting because, you know, whether it's the hair or whether it's, you know, nutrition or whether it's, you know, being fit or whatever the case may be, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're stuck in this thing of, oh, you know, I'm losing my hair, nothing I can do about it. You know how many times I've heard that, right? Oh, not much, nothing I can do. I'm just gonna, you know, it's all about aging, right? It's like that whole thing. You hear people say, I got the joint pain. Well, I'm getting old. And that's right. And the excuse is right in there, right? They put it because they want to justify why they're hurting. Meanwhile, they haven't done a lick of exercise in the last 10, 15 years or whatever the case may be. So, you know, and I would say for the folks who are, you know, who are in that space, who are sitting on the fence and are saying, oh, there's nothing you can do. Well, no, that's not the case, because I'm living proof that there's stuff you can do, because I was heading down the wrong direction. When I was unhealthy and when I was dealing with all the stuff that I was dealing with, I talk about it on this show all the time. But yet here I am. Why? Because I said, I'm tired of being tired, and I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to, you know, whatever I can do. And I immersed myself in health and nutrition and stuff like that. And sure enough, here I am. But it's those. And it was not a magical thing, right? It was not a magical thing. It was little decisions I made every single day. I exercised every, you know, even if it was 10 minutes, even if it was 20 minutes, I took my vitamins every single day. I ate that, you know, a salad every single day, whatever the case may be. And it's the culmination of those things that actually became, you know, this like, you know, later on when you're like, holy cow, it's like when you double the penny, you know, every day for 30 days, right? Yeah. And it's the same thing when you look at your, you know, product like yours, right? Well, let's take a look at it. It's an all natural. You're not really going to have any side effects, you know, nothing major anyway.
Right.
You know, why not try it? Why not see where it goes? You know, do it every single day, and, you know, give yourself a plan to. You know, to try it. You, like you said, 3 to 6 months, you're seeing results. I always tell people, you shouldn't be on a plan. If it's the least you should be on a health plan is a year, the least, right? Because sometimes it takes that long to get the results, you know? Yeah. So it's that same mentality that I think that people need to grasp.
It's so true. It's the little actions, right, that lead to success. It's never the big action. Like, we're never in our lifetime, we will be faced with two, maybe three huge decisions that are life altering. Usually it's those little decisions just done over and over and over and over again that will have this cumulative effect and result. You know, it's
absolutely,
and it works the opposite way too. It's either going to be positive or negative. You can decide, am I going to work out, or am I going to, you know, watch TV? Am I going to go to bed early, or am I going to stay up till 2 a.m? You know, it's all the little cumulative things that produce the result, positive or negative. So
Definitely.
It's
very well said.
Discipline, man. It's just discipline. I heard a good definition of discipline that just changed my whole viewpoint. It was, discipline is doing exactly what you know you should be doing it at the exact time you know you need to do it, regardless if you want to or not.
Right.
Because so often, like, you know, I don't want to go to bed early, you know? I don't want to take the trash out Wednesday night when I get home from work. You know, like, these there's like little, those are ridiculous examples, but they're so true, you know? But it doesn't matter if you want to. You know you should do it, and you know you need to do it, and you know it needs to be done now. Yeah. So discipline is not a matter of if you want to or not, because no one wants to do that stuff. Right. But successful people do it regardless, because they know that that's what needs to get done. You know?
Exactly. And it's funny because you, I'm sorry, when you, when you, after you do it, even when you're tired, right? When you're not feeling it, and then you'd still do the exercise afterwards, you're like, you know, you don't regret doing it. You're like, you know what? I fought through it. I got it done. You know what? And it builds that confidence, and you're kind of proud of yourself that you actually did it.
Yeah. I get up, my alarm clock goes off at 5:45 every day. Mm-hmm. And like I get up and, you know, I go for like a half hour, you know, run, walk outside, mm-hmm. look in the distance, try to open up my space a little bit.
Right.
I never want to do it. I never want to do it. That clock, that alarm clock goes off. I never want to get out of bed ever. Not once. But I do it because I know when I get back from that little half hour excursion, every single time I'm awake, I'm alert, and I feel great.
Exactly.
Every single time. But I never, ever once have I been like, here we go. I'm always like, ugh.
No, it's true. It's true. I've had those days where I'm like, do I really want to exercise today? But you know, it's funny. I kind of taught myself this little trick because I have in-laws who are, you know, pretty elderly that are up there in their 80s and 90s, and you know, they're having trouble walking, and my wife has to kind of be their caregiver, and you know, helping them do a lot of things. And you know, I look at that and I'm like, do I want to be that way at that age? Or do I want to, you know, cause you know, you go on YouTube and there's 80-year-olds who are in the gym doing amazing things. Yeah. And then I have a 16-year-old daughter and who works out, and she's into fitness as well. She's been watching us or whatever, but you know, and I say to myself, you know what? I don't want to have her stop her life to be my caregiver. I want to be able to be 80 years old and still be able to run around. If she has kids, I want to be able to lift those kids and play ball with those kids, throw the ball around with those kids and those types of things. And that's kind of like the way I look at it. You know, I tend to look 20, 30 years down the line and say, you know, doing this little action right now is what's going to get me that goal 30 years down the line. So it starts right here. Even if I don't feel it, let's do it, because I know that my hips and my joints and stuff like that, they're not getting any younger, but the more I work them, that's another day where I can work towards that goal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I had a very similar life circumstance that you just described, and what you just said just helped me out. I appreciate that.
Well, great. We're helping each other out here. That's the goal of you know, health. We got to support each other and help each other out. That's great. So I want to just give some of your information here.
Yeah,
okay. So let's see. Okay. So it's morehealthnaturally.com.
More hair naturally.
I said health, right?
Yeah.
But it is kind of health too. But morehairnaturally.com.
One thing on the website, morehairnaturally.com, like someone mm-hmm. can go there and they can, you know, look around and buy what they want. But also I made a point of having the phone number on the top and bottom of almost every page. And we want people to call. If somebody's concerned about their hair or worried about their hair or has questions like, why is this happening to me? You know, I have a team here that's trained in hair loss and thinning. And their job is just to talk to people. So if someone can call in and they can just talk, they can just say, hey, this is what's happening. I don't know why it's happening. And they'll, you know, my team will take you through questions, ask about your style, your lifestyle, your life history, you know, your habits, your routines, and help you figure out like the root cause and like the best we can over the phone. And, you know, maybe point you in some directions. Maybe it's like a diet change. Maybe there's an exercise change. Maybe there's an environment. Maybe there's something going on that we can help you take an immediate action to remedy. You know, and if we think we'll help, we will offer our products. You know, we will. But that's not necessarily the direct goal of the call. The goal of the call is to help put someone in the position of power to change their life. You know, so. We encourage people to call. Some people don't want to, And that's totally fine. They feel pretty confident, like, oh no, I know what I want, and they just do it. And that's great too.
It's so important because, you know, you want that contact. You know, it's refreshing to say, you know, I can actually call them and ask questions because, yeah. You know, there's, again, you see the products on all these infomercials and all these types of things. You go on their website and it's like, you can't call anybody or you gotta maybe, you gotta chat, you know, type of thing. But when you can actually speak with someone who's trained and probably has had 1,000 calls and, you know, and probably sees the same patterns of things and can answer the same questions and knows exactly what they're talking about, it makes a huge difference on the customer service side.
Yeah, absolutely. It does make a big difference. And part of the reason is that it's not necessarily a one size solution for everybody. You know, someone might just need like a 3-month program and that's it. Someone might need a year program, and we don't want that person who needs a year program to get like one bottle and then feel like it's going to solve all their problems. Cause it doesn't, cause we also want the opportunity to set up a realistic expectation, you know, so someone doesn't overbuy, cause there's no reason to overbuy, but we don't want someone to underbuy as well, you know, or if they do, just know like, well, here's what you can expect from that, you know, so you're not going in like, you know, in 3 weeks, I'm going to, you know, look like Brad Pitt, you know, we don't want to have that. Those expectations.
Right. Yeah, definitely makes sense. And what I love it because I went through the site myself and you also are very transparent, which is really what I like, you know, regarding the ingredients, regarding the frequently asked questions, you know, just, you know, everything, you really put everything out there and including the blog you have there is very informational as well. I'd suggest everybody take a look at that as well, because there's some great tips and there's some great information on that as well. But I like that as well, because again, it's the same type of thing, just as like nutrition, right? Some companies don't have a lot of information. You don't know what's in their ingredients. You don't, you know, in their products or whatever. You don't know any of that stuff. But you guys, you could see that you've put a lot of thought into that. Yeah. And it really makes a difference, because the first thing they're going to see is that site, right? You know, the second thing they may do is either call or order, but the first thing they're going to see is that site. Yeah. And if that site is transparent, that's going to obviously, you know, psychologically say, oh, okay, maybe, you know what, you know, that's, maybe I can take the next step and get more questions answered. Right.
Yeah. Also I'm very proud of all our ingredients as well, you know, so I want them out there. I want people to know, you know, what we have in the products, because there's a lot of care in picking them. So also I'm like, oh, check this out. Look at this. Check this out. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. So everybody, I want everybody to check it out. It's morehairnaturally.com. Again, check out the website, you know, read through all the information that there. I was checking it out. Really, really good stuff on there. And I want, you know, you know, and again, everybody can call you guys. They have questions, give you guys a call, test, you know, take the products for a test run, go for it and check it out. Because again, you know, if you've dealt with all different types of other solutions or other things, you know, out there that may have side effects and all this, check this one out. Because, you know, I think people may be surprised that, you know, not only, again, you know, what you guys are offering and the value you guys are offering, but what the results can produce here. So definitely checking out. So, Mariah, I want to thank you so much for being on this show. It was an absolute pleasure and an honor to talk with you. It was great talking nutrition, great talking health in general. And I would, you know, and again, I would love to have you back again. We can talk more about, you know, hair and health and all different types of things.
Great. Love it.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. And all right, folks, thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys next week. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves. Make sure you guys take care of each other. And as always, control your health. Have a great week.